Captain's log, stardate 5577.5. Our limited power attempt to escape the planet's gravity has failed. Undefined wave bombardment continues, resulting in a contraction of our bodies or an expansion of the ship by a factor of 0.3.
No reply to our mayday, Captain. I don't believe we have enough power to transmit to Starbase 23.
Very well. Spock, what have you learned about the wave bombarding us?
Only that it is complex beyond anything in my experience.
Engineering to Captain Kirk.
Kirk here. How are they holding out, Scotty?
We've replaced all the damaged parts we can. Oh, it's draining them. The well will soon enough run dry, sir.
Thank you, Scotty. Kirk out. Uhura, reduce mayday signals. One per 10-minute cycle. Cut down sensor sweeps, Mr. Eriks.
Visual sweeps are already impossible, sir. My eyes no longer fit the opticals.
And I can't reach the dial I turned 5 minutes ago.
Kirk to sick bay.
Sick bay, McCoy here.
Bones, I need some answers. What's happening to us?
Come down to the lab, Jim. I may have something for you now. There's the test tissue, Jim, compared with the stable infrared.
Then Spock's theory is right. We're contracting.
That's why our weight remains the same. Same number of atoms. The effect is just reducing the space between the molecules. It's something I've never seen before.
Agreed. And it is accelerating.
How long can it keep on?
Ad infinitum, perhaps. Considering distance between atoms is relatively as great as between stars.
Dr. McCoy, the animals, they're getting too small for the cage mesh. All the gossamers are out. And look how tiny they've gotten. But they're just like halo fish. It's tadpole size now.
Miss Chapel, what is the composition of this decoration?
Well, it was made for me by the Titanian Smiths of Libra, but it was an arm bracelet. More like a necklace now.
Yet the uniform on which you wear it fits as well as ever. Uniform made of algae-based xenolon, I believe.
Aren't all our uniforms xenolon?
Yes, and they've all been shrinking proportionately with us.
This coral decoration for the aquarium is also shrinking. Yet the meteoritic rock in there is unchanged.
That means only organic matter is affected. But how?
The wave tends to wind tight such spiral molecules as dilithium. There is one other molecular structure.
Of course, the double helix of DNA, nucleus of every cell in our bodies. What happens when DNA is compacted completely?
The strands wouldn't break, Jim. They'd just quit winding.
Then we can calculate the limits to our shrinkage.
It's possible. I'll feed the data into the computer banks.
Something else we'd better determine first. How long can we expect to maintain control of our ship?
The computer will project the point at which system switches and buttons will be beyond our ability to operate.
Captain's log, stardate 5577.7. We will lose effective control of this vessel at the point when we have become approximately 1 centimeter tall. At the present rate, we will reach this less than fingernail length in 32 minutes. Spock, how small will we ultimately shrink?
No information on that as yet, sir. I do have one readout on full spheroid wave analysis. That will take approximately 8 years.
Bypass that analysis. We've got 29 minutes before we're too small to operate ship controls. Everyone, continue to jury-rig miniature control mechanisms. There's nothing more we can do.
But there is, Captain. Request permission to direct laser fire at the planet. Just let me sit for 10 seconds, sir.
Aiming at what, Mr. Sulu? So far, all source studies have shown the waves come from an area as large as 1/6 the planet's surface. Phaser fire will only waste power.
What good will it do to wait like this? Just one burst, sir. One single...
Sulu! I think his leg's broken. We'll need a splint. Let's get him to sick bay. Everyone, back to stations. The electric eye. We've grown too small to make it work.
What happened?
He fell from the console top.
More and more fall entry is coming. Compound fracture.
Oh, if only we could use our bone-knitting laser. Dr. McCoy, that microscope laser, the one designed to heal the middle ear, wouldn't it work here?
It's certainly worth a try.
It's in the lab shelf supplies. I'll get it.
No more climbing heights for you, nurse. Got that clear?
Yes, Captain. But I've also got the miniature laser.
How is it, sir?
I can feel it knitting, sir.
Results on DNA reduction limits have come through, Captain.
What are they?
Factor of 32.9.
In other words, we are going down to 1/16th of an inch high.
Yes, Captain. Well past the operative point of Enterprise controls.
Can you calculate the geographic center of the wave emissions from the planet's surface?
Easily, Captain. May I ask the purpose?
It's as good a place as any to beam down.
Kirk to engineering. Scotty, can you hear me?
Barely, sir.
Get a crew down to transporter room 3. We have 20 minutes left while we can still operate transporter controls.
How many beaming down, Captain?
One, Scotty. Myself.